Yep.
We're going to start the Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019, Lapine City Council meeting. It's 5:30 in regular session. We're going to have a call to order. Mike Shields, Don Greiner, Mike Harper, Connie Breeze absent. We have a quorum. We please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Do we have any added agenda items?
I do not have.
Thank you so much. We're going to move into our public comments. This is the part of the agenda during which the council will hear citizen comments regarding city business. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes each. When you are called to speak, please state your name, the agency you're with, if you represent one, and whether or not you live in the city limits of Lapine. Because this information provided during the public comment may be new to some councilors, comments would maybe require a follow-up, which could be addressed at a later date. Do we have any public comments at this moment? Okay, thank you so much. We'll move into our consent agenda. Our consent agenda tonight includes the regular session minutes for September 25, 2019, October 9, 2019, a joint meeting with the Board of Commissioners of the county for 10-19, and a Public Works Committee meeting dated August 13, 2019, along with council and staff reimbursements. Do we have a motion to accept or modify the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the consent agenda with the two items that was indicated. Sorry.
Thank you so much. We have a first and a second on the modification of our consent agenda. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, I think that that works quite well for us. We'll move right into item number 7, which is our community funding request for the Lapine Christmas Basket Association, represented by Wes Elliott. Would you please approach the board and make your presentation?
Good evening.
Good evening.
So I don't know if you guys know about what Christmas Baskets provides to the community, but last year we served 373 families, about 1,400 people almost, within the Lapine area in southern Deschutes County. Our goal is to serve at least 400 people this year. We are currently also partnering with ACES Elves to give for needs stuff to the kids in the community as well, and working with other agencies as well. We're raising food and monetary donations to go buy more food. We end up giving turkeys, stuffing, pies, butter, everything for a Christmas dinner, bread. In addition, we also try to give them some extra meals. So we give them spaghetti, meals in a can, just all sorts of food. Everything that we can give them, we give them. And it comes from donations from people like the city and others to make this happen. And we our distribution day is on December 21st this year.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Do we have a motion to assist the Christmas baskets this year? What amount were you seeking, Wes?
I was hoping for, we received $500 2 years ago from the city.
And that's the same amount that you're hoping to acquire this year?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so do we have a first for a motion to assist Christmas baskets with a $500 assistance. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All those in favor of making Christmas a little bit nicer for everyone, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. So we have 3 ayes. I think you're good to go, and Christmas will be a little bit nicer for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, because they did a wonderful job.
You're welcome to come back again this year.
You organized that, and yeah, it was just really nice. Sorry to interrupt.
What we're going to do is I would just like to remind people that we're going to open a public hearing here regarding the CBDG grant closeout. If you'll please silence your phones, this is being recorded. If you do have public comment concerning the CBDG grant, if you'll take and fill out a public comment form and provide it to the recorder, we'll call you up. So I'm going to take care of a little bit of stuff. Like, I would like to say that the City of Lapine is completing a wastewater system improvements final design project funded by the Community Development Block Grant funds from the Oregon Business Development Department. The location of the project is 16345 6th Street, Lapine, Oregon 97739. It is estimated that the project has benefited at least 1,670 persons, of whom 60.98% are low or moderate income. A public hearing will be held by the Lapine City Council tonight, October 23rd, here in the town council. It's occurring at this moment. The purpose of this hearing is for the Lapine City Council to obtain citizen views concerning the project and to take comments about local government performance with our CBDG grant. Written comments are also welcome and must be received prior to our meeting, which I wasn't aware that any written comments were. Both oral and written comments will be reviewed by the City Council. So that's just a little bit of stuff I have to say ahead of time. So we're going to open the public hearing at this moment concerning the CDBG grant closeout. This is really only for public comment concerning that. Do we have a staff report?
Thank you, Mayor. Actually, our grant administrator, Andrew Fredborough, was supposed to be here tonight. He actually had a family emergency and he was stuck in Portland. Basically, he wasn't going to add anything except to just say what you said, in that this is a public hearing, it's a public comment time for you to comment on this. They will compile it and just send it in as part of the closeout schedule. There wasn't any problem with this portion of it. The funding's the last thing. There will be no motion. There's no motion to make tonight. So just hearing the comments.
Okay, do we have any public comments concerning the CDBG grant closeout at this time? Okay, thank you so much. We're going to close our public comment hearing. Thank you. We're going to move into our next agenda item, which is the public hearing regarding Ordinance 2019-08, an ordinance of the Lapine imposing rules and regulations governing the operation of transient merchants, prohibiting unlawful transfers, and imposing penalties. I would just like to remind everybody that we're going to take and have a staff report, public comments, and the public comments will be limited to 3 minutes like before. If you do have public comments concerning this ordinance, please fill out the form and give it to the clerk. Okay, so we're going to open the public hearing concerning ordinance number 2019-08, which is the ordinance imposing rules and regulations on operation of transient merchants. Do we have a staff report on this?
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. So this is an ordinance you guys have previously seen in draft form. You had a workshop on it. At that time, there was some public comment regarding certain sections of them, and I have addressed those in my staff report. Just to go over real quick for the attendance here tonight, One of the concerns was 5.1 application requirements. There was a concern that there was no requirement. We did go back and look at that, and it's about 50-50 with ordinances, whether you want to impose that or not. You know, addressing it, just knowing our city and where we are and talking it over with the city attorney. We do a lot of stuff on the fly here. I'll just be honest, you know, a lot of times we're reacting to people who didn't know they needed a permit, or they're coming in, you know, on a Friday afternoon saying, I didn't know, I just found out, or we go out and see them there and we say, you need a permit, and they come in. If we were to impose, I don't know when that would be for. I mean, do we give it to them 2 days ahead of time? Well, if that's the case, then somebody on the fly can't really get one on a Friday afternoon, and we want to be, as an offer, is that quick turnaround, that quick action. So at this time, my advice is we leave that and don't worry about that for now. We can always see how it goes for a year, 2 years, and see what happens. It was brought up location, that house we could put in one place. Again, what we're talking about, there could be a type of, you know, situation that pops up where it's like the pop-up sales we had before, where there's many different people operating in one spot, just kind of like a little flea market or something. We certainly don't want to, well, I don't know, it's up to you again, limit if a group of people want to get together and do some kind of a little sell. So much it can be on the type of sales and what happens when they turn around, what routing of traffic looks like. The third one was section 9, unlawful transfer. This is actually the part that's the ordinance inside the ordinance, and this has to do with, we didn't want to do a whole separate ordinance on panhandling. That's kind of a legal situation with the courts, and so we stuck these two sections, section 9 in there, into our transient merchant sales. And section 9 basically says if you're going to panhandle, in order to give money to that person, in order to stifle this kind of action, where you have to pull into a parking spot, you've got to get out of the lane of traffic, so you can't be on the road just passing money. We certainly don't want to impede somebody that's, you know, selling something on Craigslist, and you want to meet somebody in a public parking lot. I've done it myself before. I'm not going to go, you know, you say we'll meet in front of Grocery Outlet and I give you your item. We certainly don't want to stifle that opportunity for people. All I have, any questions for me?
Mike, do you have any?
Who's going to review the requirements of the application on it then?
So several of us. So Kelly does the intake. It gets routed to me. I think Jake sees it and signs off. Then it gets routed to fire, police, and the county.
Okay, so it's
and
not
health
just
it's
that.
Another thing about the turnover is when we route it, we're able to get those routed pretty quick. In some cases, if we know for a fact that they filled out their application well enough, that we know if they come running in on a Friday afternoon, that we know for a fact it's not going to be an issue with the sheriff and all that, we can do a quick phone call, or we can do a quick, really quickly, that it's not going to be a big deal and go ahead and issue it.
Okay,
just alert, with
that.
Alerts. Huh? What? Sorry?
10.3, the administration, the manager is responsible for it to carry out the purpose and intent of this ordinance. Basically, what kind of explain to us what your responsibility would be right there.
So this is exactly the example I just went over on a Friday afternoon.
Okay,
if somebody
so
comes running in and we got to give them a permit, and maybe we don't have time to route it through everybody, but I can look at it and say, yes, this is not going to be an error. We're good to go. I know they're not going to have a problem. Well, we can play with that a little bit, and so we can be responsive to our citizens.
Basically, then it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Last minute type, not the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, added like for a certain number of people, like, hey, if you're gonna have more.
It's gonna fall under our event permit, so either
right.
way, they're gonna have it'll be a different permit. So
okay,
yeah,
so
they're under a different. If you're gonna have 5,000 people, you're in an event permit.
Well, I just saw that event happen.
That would be a different.
That would be
this
our
is.
Event. That would be our
yeah, because this is transit sales. They have to be selling
right.
something out on the street in a parking lot.
Okay,
transient
was,
sales.
Yeah, this is just the transient sales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we already have an event and a parade
right.
permit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have one question. Does I don't see in here a section unless it's under appeal that maybe it's the wrong appeal. I mean curb appeal. That allows for signage for advertising or something of the trail?
Fill out the application, they say what signage they're gonna put out, and then we, that's another, that's probably another example of where I would come in and give some authority over.
So that would be under administrative?
Yeah, because, you know, we wanna know where their signs are going. Usually their A's stick out, and they just let us know where they're gonna be, and then we allow it or not.
And do our regulations under this, do they supersede DOT regulations along the highway or no?
Nope. DOT, yes.
So primarily, they would have to adhere to DOT, and then we would need that. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm done with my questions. Okay, so then let's open this item up to public comment. If you have any comments concerning our transient merchant ordinance, if you would just fill out something, give it to our clerk, or step up and let us know who you are. Is there any comment on this, public comment? Okay. Thank you so very much. So we're gonna close public comment, and we'll move right into deliberations of this. Any concerns?
No, I don't. I've read through that pretty thoroughly several times.
Thoroughly, and all the questions that I had have been answered.
And I think that I'm adequately satisfied with the way that it stands, because we can't amend it at any time. All right, so we're gonna have a roll call vote.
Motion.
Oh yeah, do we have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we pass ordinance number 2019-08, an ordinance of Lapine imposing rules and regulations governing the operation of transit merchants, transfers, and imposing penalties.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a first and a second, so let's have a roll call vote. Mike Shields?
Aye.
Don Brainer, aye.
Michael Harper, aye.
Be it known that Connie Breeze is not present at this moment. We have three present and one absent, so we have a majority. Motion passes. Okay. Our next agenda item is the industrial land IGA with Deschutes County. Do we have a staff report on that?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This again is what you've seen before. You met with, I don't know if this is on. We have had an IGA with the county for quite a while. I'm not sure. I'm trying to look for the date here just to be specific. Had an IGA with the county to operate the industrial land as we see fit. The county has allowed us to have our full-time economic development director. It was just seemed like a good thing to extend the IGA for another 5 years. I believe I brought this to you in a workshop that it was happening and that we would be extending it. Kind of got the head nod that everybody was on board with that. So this is just the changing, just the date. We still get, so when, just for, again, for the public, and we sell a piece of property that belongs to the county in the industrial park, we get half the proceeds and the county gets half the proceeds back towards economic development. And that's what help funds are.
Yeah.
And I believe it's in motion at the bottom of the staff report.
Yes. Until March 31st, 2024.
I move that Lapine City Council approve document number 2019-700, which will extend the terms of the IGA between the city and the county for marketing and sales of industrial land within the city for an additional 5 years.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Okay, so motion passes. Just 1 second, let me get caught up with my paperwork here. Okay, so our next item is the Lapine Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, one up.
Oh, the approval of the Lapine State of Oregon Agreement number 33766, which is, that's where I was trying to find this, just one second. Okay, this is, do we have a staff report on this one?
We do. So as you know, we worked on the development of the Lapine Station for over 2 years. Meetings, we applied for a STIF grant through ODOT and were awarded the full amount we requested for phase one, which was $744,836. So this is a very exciting meeting. We have been awarded, and so the agreement is basically your approval to get the agreement so we can start spending money, and we can go out with the construction documents in spring. Exciting.
Thank you so much. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and a second to move forward with Lapine Station. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, it's going to be three, and we had noted that Connie Breeze is not present at this time. We still have a majority. Thank you so much. So our next agenda item is number 12, which is Lapine Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center funding. Do we have a staff report on this?
Yes. As you know, the city receives transient room tax dollars, TRT dollars, that we distribute a portion of those to the Chamber of Commerce to use for operating the visitor center. There was a period of time over the years when the contract with them was not renewed, and just this last year we renewed the contract with the chamber. They received budgeted $65,000 for this budget year. Part of the requirements of the contract is within 90 days of receiving the first quarterly installment, they give you an accounting of where and how that money is spent. In your packet, you have what was provided. You also have what was originally provided when the contract was in place with the original chamber director. You have what was given to us now with the new chamber director, and then this is your opportunity to approve what you have been given as an accounting for the money. If you choose to approve it, then that's what you will be receiving from here on out. If you do not approve it and you want something more substantial, then we hold back funding the next installment until you have been satisfied what you have been given. They are required by contract to give you a actual accounting best practices spreadsheet. So.
To just clarify this, we provided a accounting from June of 2009 that was provided to the council of TRT funds in the past from a prior president, Dan Farco. And then we presented that to the chamber saying, please provide us accounting in this form so that, you know, it's very transparent and covers all bases. And we received accounting from the Chamber of Commerce for the transient room tax. Now it's up to the council to decide if what they've received is adequate for what we requested. Is that what I'm understanding?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, any comments here? Mike Shields?
Well, I gotta be honest.
1 minute. Let's move on. Don Greiner?
I have several comments. First of all, the city provides 72% of the tourism tax revenue to the Lapine Chamber of Commerce, 72%. That's tax dollars, and I want everybody to understand that regardless of what they say and what it's to be used for, it's still taxes being taken from the citizens. They can only spend that money in specific ways. They can operate the Lapine Visitor Center, they can promote tourism, they can print the visitor's guide, they can provide a website, and they have to promote tourism. The thing that bothers me is, number one, it's tax money. And that money has to be handled in a transparent manner so anybody, any citizen of the community that wants to know where that money goes should be able to get a P&L telling them so. So I feel that they must provide the city with a detailed financial report and a summary of the accomplishments that they've made each quarter. And I feel that they should provide that each quarter prior to the city releasing the funds. And I also happened to have been on the council when Dan was the chairman, and I know what the this report is, and it was very transparent. He tells us exactly what the money was received, what money was received, the date it was received, and how it was spent. And he goes down the line, and it's a regular form which shows that they use so much for each different item. And I feel that we ought to have that type of accounting, and if we don't have it, I don't feel we should release the funds. With the ordinance that we passed in July, and I got that out and looked at it to make sure what I was saying is correct. So that's my feelings of it.
Am I to understand you feel that what you were provided is not adequately what you had requested? Is that what I'm understanding?
It's
what
the city council requested, in my opinion.
Okay. Mike Harper?
I'm in complete agreement.
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with everybody here. This is right. Too detailed.
Well, I myself have gone through this, and I'm not saying there's not transparency here, but there's very hard to correlate or reconcile the situation. It's just there's not enough information involved there. So I myself would just merely request for a little bit more documentation or explanation, because I'm sure that what we were provided is all in good faith, but I just don't think that I can make heads or tails totally out of it. So do we have a...
Mr. Mayor, if I might, I think that we ought to specifically say to the chamber that we request an exact expenditure, just like Dan Barco provided for us before, and ask them to provide it to us as quickly as they can. And once we have it, and it's something that we can understand, but until we get it, I don't think we should.
Then I'm taking this as we're putting off the formal motion to accept this, or we're declining the acceptance of this.
No.
Exactly. So
we decline the information provided and ask better accounting of all funds.
I second that motion.
We have a first and a second to decline the acceptance of the accounting provided to the town council. All those in favor of this?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We have three in favor and one not here. We will decline the acceptance of this, you know, in hopes for getting more information. Okay, our next thing, since there were no additional matters added to the agenda, we are going to open this up for public comment. I would remind you that all public comments are being recorded and that each person will be allowed 3 minutes. When you're asked, if you'll please step to the podium and state with your name and whether you live within the city limits or not. We have a couple of people here. Can Bruce Swan, am I pronouncing that right?
You're getting better at it.
Thank you so much. Maybe you could pronounce it.
Schwant.
Schwant. Schwant.
Yeah.
Thank
German.
You so very much.
Yeah. All right. Mayor Richer, City Council members, Melissa. I've now read the city's charter, comprehensive plan, transportation system plan, urban renewal plan, corridor plan, and development code. I won't be commenting on the transit facility today, as I'm not in the habit of repeating myself. You know my opinion. We'll see how your decision affects Lapine over time. You don't need money to be organized. You don't need advanced degrees to make good decisions. What you need is to choose to be disciplined people with disciplined thoughts and disciplined actions. So here is my practical, actionable advice. I call it disciplined growth. Put the right thing in the right place at the right time. Demand win-win or accept no deal. Pursue targeted growth for 2 years, then no growth for 1 year to digest and reflect the results. Specifically, choose 10 sites throughout your city that will make the greatest impact toward your vision and your mission over the next 2 years. Then list 5 possible developments for each site that would fit and fulfill your vision and align with your mission. Actively spend all your time and energy pursuing the development of those 10 sites. Change your zoning or grant variances if you need to. Your comprehensive plan allows you to do this. Only accept developments where the business wins, the public wins, and the proposal matches your vision and your mission. Only accept developments for the sites you've chosen. After 2 years of targeted growth, stop all growth for 1 year. During that year of moratorium, observe what you have done and analyze the impact on the voting residents and the 20,000 people in the surrounding community. How do people feel about these changes? What did you get right? What should you do different next time? Are you moving forward towards your vision? Are you staying true to your mission? Then document what was done and why it was done. Post your process, your reasons, and your supporting facts clearly on your website in language easily accessible by the public. Then repeat. 2 more years of moderate targeted growth, followed by 1 year of thoughtful reflection, reevaluation, and strategic and tactical planning. You don't need to be a genius or a rocket science to execute this plan. Anyone who chooses to embrace discipline can do this. If you're going to grow, why not proceed in a disciplined, targeted, moderated fashion? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next public comment, Gloria Fleming.
It's Gloria Fleming. I live it on Deer Forest Drive. It's outside the city limits, but I'm very much a member of the Lapine community. We bought property here in 91 and came up here on a regular basis. My husband and I were interested in the very beginning with the incorporation of Lapine. We worked very hard as a team with other people, but we also, nothing was ever done without input from the community. The one thing that was a constant was that we did not want big growth. The incorporation took place because we were feeling the results of failures in Bend, and whenever something didn't work, it got sent to Lapine, and we had no control. So that is how the incorporation came about. Everything that was done was always done with many, many public meetings and notices, and our comp plan took 10 years to put together. The ordinances took many years also, and each one was looked at individually, and word went out to everyone to make sure that one of the biggest things we did not want, and I say this in general from all the people that I talked to, we did not want to be over-restrictive. We wanted people to feel comfortable, and we wanted businesses to have a chance to thrive, which, you know, we have seen happening at a slow pace. Some of the things are beginning now. It seems like things are happening fast. They have for the last couple of years, but they're only because of all the many, many years and the many meetings and all the input that we've had and cooperation. We have been able to work with the city, the county, the state, and get a lot of help. So, you know, it's wonderful, and I want to thank you all for doing this. I know there, it's not paid, and you guys have all been on a learning curve. The thing that has bothered me the most is that we don't have, with the exception of Mike and kind of Don, a history from the very beginning. But I want to thank you for all your hard work, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. No more public comments. I only have two. So we're going to close our public comments section of tonight's meeting, and we're going to move into staff comments. Melissa?
Couple of things. Wanted to let you know that the city has worked with the Chamber and Frontier Days, and we will officially the flag program when we flags out. Couple of different reasons. One, number one is with the streetscapes that was done on the west side. We had to put, there's new quarters drilled in. We had to get new sized flag poles. And then also on the west or the east side, there's an issue with ODOT. We can no longer have flags in the right of way. And so we have worked with property owners and ODOT to help remedy this. I just want to let it be known to the public and give a shout out that ODOT has worked very well with us on this, very apologetic, and they have put in several thousand dollars to help buy new flags and poles and drill core and help us. So the reason we're taking over the program is so that money could be there. And so this is a good thing, it's a happy thing. I do want kudos to go out to ODOT for that. Just so the guys will be doing that, it'll go out strategically so they'll be put up and taken down by us. Winter lights will go up November 1st, the week of November 1st, hopefully, fingers crossed. We're participating in Trunk or Treat on October 31st. Council, you're more than welcome to attend. In fact, we hope you do. We should have our new bobcat, hopefully, or the new toy for the kids to look at, and city's purchasing the candy. You're certainly welcome to go hang out. It would be great. We're talking with a couple of you individually. I think I'm asking, kind of halfway telling, that on January 8th, we're going to have a refinement plan open house, and that's exciting because then we're hoping there'll be some kind of something to look at that tells us, gives us a hint into where we're going with this refinement plan. That's going to be held at Roslyn Elementary School. You all get an invite. We will be posting that, spamming that out through Facebook and any other way we can get it. It'll be in the paper. And that is a meeting night, so what I'm proposing is that's your first meeting of January, and that we all attend the open house, obviously, as your meeting, and then we'll have one meeting in January, 2 weeks later. And so that means you'll have one meeting for November, December, and January. So, and that's actually not bad because that's through the holidays, so. And also, I'm asking the council for a head nod approval. I have been approached by United Way to be on their board. This is a fantastic organization that gives a lot of money and gets a lot of money. And they do this, and they also have Lapine's on the map. They know that we're here, and they have donated a large percentage to Lapine. We don't have representation on that board. It can fall off the map. So they like the idea that somebody from Lapine will be representing Lapine, that will help get the money where it needs to go. I do know that they gave a large donation to the community kitchen, which is fabulous. We don't want that to stop. We want them to continue giving to our area. And so with that, they have one meeting a month, and it's from 3 to 5, so I would be leaving work a little early. I'm hoping you'll consider that work. And that is it.
Does everyone on the council or anyone on the council see any reason why direction to Melissa to be on the United Way board would be adverse to the city's best interest?
Our meeting, is that about what it is?
And they go dark, I'm sorry, they go dark like every third or fourth, so it's not even that much, really.
Well, personally, from being on boards before, I know that that's just the beginning, it's part of it. Personally, have no objection to it at all, I think it's a good.
They're actually really efficient. I've done my homework, so.
I don't see any reason why this wouldn't be of a benefit to our community as a whole, because the organizations that the city itself would donate to, or that the United Way would donate to, are going to benefit the community as a whole, rather than buy furniture for inside the city. So I think that's a good thing. You know, if you feel that's in your best interest, then I would approve it also.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Kelly?
No other staff comments for me tonight.
We'll move into our council and mayor comments. Mike Shields?
Well, I don't think I have any comments.
I think that's a good thing.
Asked about trunk or treat, but I guess you pretty much answered that. Staff is going to take care of it, is that correct?
Correct.
And then you're asking the councilors to show.
If you want to, yeah.
But one thing I would caution, I don't think we should call that piece of equipment we bought a toy.
Sorry.
That's the wrong connotation when we spent $65,000.
It's definitely not a toy.
You don't spend $65,000 on a toy.
I think Mike would agree. It's a very nice piece of equipment.
Compared to the size of Mike's equipment, it is a toy.
The city is having a light parade December the 7th at 6 p.m. And I'm wondering if we would like to be represented in that parade. I know Mike had a car that might.
I sold the prettiest one.
Oh.
I do have some others.
But that's one thing that we should consider. Also, I want you to know that Saturday the 26th at 2 o'clock at the Roseland Park, if you have an old flag that you need to have disposed and disposed of properly, that they have a flag retirement that day. On December the 9th, LOC has a Fundamentals for Government Officials a program to help anybody that's in government learn what they can and cannot do, how to conduct themselves, and that'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. in Prineville. Cost is $25, and I would like to, or any of our counselors would like to attend it. I think that we should approve the report. And with that, I want to thank everybody for being. Look out and see people out there. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your thanks to the staff. That's it for me.
Mike?
It's always a shame of the city.
Hey, my turn. I think there's a few things that I would like to say. One is I would like to question the winter lights that were just mentioned that will be going up. How does that integrate or exclude our winter snowflakes?
Oh, I should give an update on that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we did purchase one snowflake just to see and try it out. It was then that we discovered that the new lamps that went up along the west side of the highway do not have outlets. So we are not going to do that because that is a large amount of money if we were to buy them. So we are, again, kudos to ODOT. We are working with them. They think maybe offline, not officially. Hope the recording's not going. They're going to try to see if the local guy, Roland, who's fabulous down here, their maintenance guy, we're going to check and see if their electrician, if it's easy to retrofit. If we can retrofit it, then I might be coming and asking the council for some money to retrofit all the lights. But at this time, there probably will not be snowflakes. Sadly, I was so looking forward to the snowflakes.
Right, I just thought that this needed to be brought up.
You're exactly right, I apologize. Things get going and I forget.
Okay, and the next thing that I really is kind of an important thing to me, because I'm constantly encouraging public comment, is I really would like to thank everybody involved in public comment, because the correct governance of our community cannot happen unless we have input from the entirety of our community. And thank you so much, you know, those of you that have been around for a while, those of you that have just started to attend our meetings, and those of you that aren't here, please show up and put your two cents into the situation, because we can't make our community what's right for the community unless we get community input. So after that, I think that's pretty much it. And thank everybody for showing up. And this ends our meeting tonight.